It's time to find out what's shaking out in the wheat markets with our crop marketing specialist, Kim Anderson. So Kim, what's leading the news right now?
I'd say Russia. You look at Russia wheat production, it's predicted to be over 3.1 billion bushels, a record crop. You look at their projected exports for this next year, 1.5 to 1.6 billion bushels. They'll normally export 1.2 to 1.4. You remember they held up wheat in storage last year? They're ready to put it on the market, and they're planning on doing that. You look at Ukraine, 700 million bushels is about what they'll normally export. They only exported 370 million last year. This year, they're looking at maybe 175 million bushels. You've got world production, not a record, but near record at 28.4 billion bushels. The record is 28.6. So we got sufficient amount of wheat. We just got to get it out on the market. I think you've got to look at the world's stocks to use ratio. Remember, we've talked about the ending stocks at 9.8 billion, which is the same as 16. And in 16, we had about a $5 wheat price, and we're looking at $10 this year. Something's got to give. It's that stocks to use ratio is projected to be 19.6%. The average is 23.5. And in 16, when the other year we had 9.8 billion bushels in these stocks, it was 24.
There's just a lot of variables going on right now. So have prices found a bottom?
Maybe. We're near $9.50. The war, Russia, Ukraine drove those prices. We got up to $13.13. Wallered around, 10.75 to 11.25, something like that for several weeks, dropped off now. In the last couple of weeks, we've taken $1.75 off that mark, that price, got down to 9.25, back up to 9.50, 60. We may have a bottom here, or we may have a dead count bounce.
So, you know, using your crystal ball, what do you think wheat prices could do?
Well, I think if we'll go back to 2008 and look where wheat prices have been and how much they can change, it'll give us an idea of what they can do. You go back to 2008, we were running around $9. We came down from 12 because we had a short crop that year before. We were at $9 when we came into that 08 crop. We bottomed out at $3.50 within that marketing year or the next marketing year. Then we worked down from February 2011, we got back up to $9. We worked back down to $2.90 by July of 16, back up to $6 by in 18, 4 to 6 from 18 to 20, and then COVID hit. I think COVID prices took our prices up to around $8.50. Problems with transportation, increased demand. I think that's where we got that low stocks to use ratio, because our demand has increased dramatically. And then the war took it to 313, pendulum too high, brought it back to 11. And now Russia's exporting wheat. They put that wheat back on the market. They've got stored wheat to get on there. And I think that's driven our prices back down to the 950.
So for the past few weeks, your recommendations to producers have been selling in fifths. So what should producers be selling wheat at all, given this uncertainty?
Yeah, I think that range is from $8 to $12. I'd probably pull the trigger on some. It's staggered in the market, but it just depends on how much risk you can take.
All righty, thanks, Kim. Dr. Kim Anderson, crop marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.